Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities October Monthly Podcast. Continued trade tensions, concerns of an overly restrictive Federal Reserve, and a cautious corporate outlooks contributed to a risk-off environment in October. Credit spreads widened, equity markets declined, and oil prices retraced recent gains. A significant catalyst for the backup in U.S. rates was confusion caused by comments from Fed Chairman Jay Powell at an informal Q&A session on October 3rd. Those comments stand in direct contrast to his previous prepared speeches after Jackson Hole, the FOMC meeting, and in Atlanta the day before on October 2nd. The Fed has made clear they're pragmatists who follow data more than theoretical models. In a desire to remove accommodative policy, we expect the Fed to continue raising rates to neutral, and we don't expect they'll need more than the current level of growth and inflation prints to do so. However, they will likely need to see significantly stronger data to raise rates beyond neutral to avoid the risk of derailing a recovery that has been both long and slow. They see neutral as closer to 3% right now, which implies continued hikes into next year. Notably, there is significant uncertainty in the level of the neutral policy rate, something the Fed pointed out as they removed the characterization of policy as accommodative. The assessment of what is neutral is very likely dependent on realized growth. Thus, if growth slows, as we believe it will, their assessment of what neutral is may well be lower also. In terms of performance for October, duration and curve detracted most from performance as long-dated rates in the U.S. rose and the curve steepened. Short German duration exposures were also negative on the European flight to quality with the rejection of the Italian budget. Investment-grade credit spreads widened, with small losses coming from consumer non-cyclicals and financials. Emerging market currency positions added modestly as Brazil, Argentina, and Turkey all strengthened versus the U.S. dollar. Peripheral Europe detracted slightly from performance, mainly as a result of long 10-year Italian Treasury exposures. So for the outlook going forward, notwithstanding the improved near-term growth outlook in the U.S., we see little evidence that recent tax changes and government spending will materially improve the longer-term trajectory for the economy. On average, U.S. inflation has moved up to the Fed's 2% target, but has not shown any acceleration past it. The recent core PCE coming in at 1.6% substantiates this view. The limited increase in inflation, even though growth has improved meaningfully, speaks to the magnitude and persistence of the long-term disinflationary pressures on the U.S. economy. We continue to believe the Fed will not hike past its own estimate of neutral, and that this should continue to support U.S. Treasury yields. Accordingly, we retain a long U.S. duration bias, which we also believe remains an effective hedge against global risk exposures. So this concludes our podcast for October. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.